USA Radio News.
China is meddling in America's democracy. As President Trump said just last week, we have, in his words, found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming midterm elections. Our intelligence community says that China is targeting U.S. state and local governments and officials to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy. It's using wedge issues like trade tariffs to advance Beijing's political influence.
Vice President Mike Pence, in a speech earlier today at the Hudson Institute, calling out China. Today on Capitol Hill, senators are continuing to take a look at the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Lindsey Graham on what he learned from the report.
I'm more confident than ever that what the committee found is held up and then some.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Airline passengers have new protections, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
It's a long-sought five-year reauthorization for the Federal Aviation Administration that's won final Senate approval. The measure sets minimum seat sizes on commercial flights and prevents passengers who've already boarded a flight from being kicked off. The measure also requires many airports to have private rooms for nursing mothers and changing tables in both men's and women's restrooms. Not included are any limits on baggage fees. The president expected to sign this measure soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Thursday showed that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 49% disapprove. Meanwhile, 37% strongly approve and 40% strongly disapprove. Currently, the Dow is down over 300 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Suzanne Matten has known Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh since he was in high school. She went on Good Morning America to talk about his character and why she supports him.
Okay, so I'm here because I have firsthand knowledge of Brett. I was there. I was a teenage girl when he was a teenage boy. I spent a lot of time with him. He's not that guy. I'm telling you. Did he drink? Yes. Did he take it too far? No. He had aspirations even back then to get into an Ivy League school, to go to law school, to follow in the footsteps of his mother and be a judge. He was smart enough to know the consequences of doing anything that would jeopardize his dreams, to disappoint his parents. He's not that guy.
Next, Madden discusses a letter that was wrote by Kavanaugh over 30 years ago that discussed some of the hijinks that are going to be going on that week at the beach.
First of all, that letter was written in, 1983.
In real time, basically.
And we were, I was the group of girls that spent that week with him. That was the subject of that letter. And, one of my first reaction after reading that letter was that he's that guy, the responsible one, the one that organized, delegated. And then my second response was, that's an 18-year-old boy writing to other 18-year-old boys, hamming it up for a big trip. That it was a tradition from our area to go to the beach.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.